good afternoon to you. How are you doing? Welcome to Nigeria Info. The sun rises here. My name is Joyce. It's 18 minutes past 12. Such a happy day for me, if you ask me. It's the first day in the month of February. My birthday's on the 6th. Oh, you know? My birthday's on the 6th of February. So I have this thing. I love Thursdays. I don't know why. I love the month of February. And maybe it's because I was born in February. I also love the 6th of February. And God in heaven alone knows why. I have, you just heard John Legend and Brandy. So apparently in my dream, I was singing that song. So I woke up thinking, oh, wow. Okay, so hey, let me share with you a slice of my immortality. Well, yeah, maybe that part of me is immortal, given the fact that this part of me is mortal. I'm happy to have you, and I'm glad that you are there, and I hope that maybe you're even, you feel a lot better than I do. I hope you're happy, and you know we don't talk about fulfillment a lot. Yeah, that's not a conversation we have often. And we should have it. I want to know whether you care about fulfillment or you care about the money. I mean, maybe you care about the two, but you rate one above the other. That's something we should talk about this morning. So something happens to me. I really try not to wake up, between hours of the dark when I'm supposed to be sleeping. Because if I wake up and once I wake up, I can't stop my mind from thinking about something. And once I start thinking, I can't go back to sleep anymore. You know, there's something I've considered, hopefully this week or next week on Lords of Logic. We want to talk about ambition. Ambition versus calling. I want to know what you think about both of them and which one you think might apply to you, or say in the very interesting situation that none applies to you, I want to know what you have been able to self-determine for yourself. Yeah, because some men choose their destiny, others have their destiny chosen for them. Now, the reason I'm making reference to that is because I want you to think about it before we have the opportunity to speak on it. Think about it, because after that topic on Lords of Logic, we're going to be talking about humans are the playthings of the gods, which is a Greek philosophy that suggests, actually it does state it explicitly, but hopefully for the sake of conversation, we're going to take it as an opinion and air it that way. We're going to find out what you think about the social ideology of the Greeks, that humans are the playthings of the gods. So you want to think about your ambition or think about your calling, if that is it, or if it's something else, you tell us what it is. And then humans being the playthings of a god. Think about it, because it might just help you really understand your purpose and why you're here. So my birthday's on the 6th of February, and that has certainly been a thought for me. So you're here. Is this where you're supposed to be? Are you at the right place at the right time? Are you on track? Having lived this long, can you say that this is... Having lived this long, is this as it should be? Are things as they should be? Are they as best as they can be? Is this perfection? Is this truth? So I'm really putting all of that is just running through my head. And I thought, let's not talk about my birthday. Let's talk about why we are here. I mean, if there's a reason we're here to begin with, then really, what is it? But from a different angle of ambition or calling, or maybe something else, like a man or a woman determining their outcome. All right, so from my wild thought, yeah, to you. Today's a beautiful day, except that now you're compelled to wear the face mask, or you could face 6 months in prison. Last week, someone said to me that the country was so hard, he was at least thinking about the opportunity to get put in a cell or in prison, because there he'll be fed. He felt the country was getting so expensive. Bills pretty much are what they are, but the income isn't necessarily adjusting to meet your needs conveniently. And so somebody did say on the show that, he's thinking being in prison might just serve, at least for a certain period, so he can maybe think and make some other life adjustments. I mean, you would think it's funny, but it has happened, probably still is happening, where some people will just love that responsibility of life taken off their backs because here they are and life is so hard. And even worse, it's complex because you can't quite tell whether it's left or right or whether you would be going left or right. And many times your wildest guess is that as best as you try, it looks as though you're going down. All right. So now, 6 months in prison? Oh, well, that's the conversation when we return. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Don't go anywhere. Welcome to the sunny side.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the Lords of Logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on The Sunny Side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.
Tune in to The Sunny Side with Joyce.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Help! No be what for only poor man, no. Even to myself, they beg for direction because of what the technology can call. If you like, you make you be plumber, electrician, therapist, event manager, even architect self, another metal profession. I beg you not to stand there. Make us go to the way you. Waka go www.offerservice.com. This app on a global app will not take time. Not 3 steps you need to register. So if you pursue where the fine service provider, or you want no event what happened, or you get something to sell, before you sneeze, the results, it don't show on top of your screen. Oh, yeah, Alele, take photo of all your products and services and upload on top of the website like Zero and Papa Get Up. This one, now, woof, we're not the wrong belief for Tuputu. Oh, yeah, leave everything where they do now. Butter soup with Andano. Quick, download the app for Android and Apple Store. Whether you be service provider, I mean, I use it need a service. Offer service go sort you out sharply.
Offer service, now the easy bridge when go connect you to your need.
Something big is about to happen to you on radio. I bet you never saw it coming. The dynamic duo, joined together by not just radio, but everything in between.
It's more than just a radio experience. It's an experience of a lifetime.
What's up, Lagos?
It's the feel of Lagos. From the mainland to the island, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Come, let's talk.
Tune in every weekday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's a whole brand new What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Collins.
I am Andrea. Teke.
Ah, Teke Mazidi Mejike.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Collins Teke told me that he had a co-host, and then he said the co-host was his wife, and I thought he was joking. So here it would appear that now you have the privilege to not just hear Collins alone, but you all know, you have an opportunity to hear it. First of all, I think it's novel, better than the coronavirus, and even more interesting, I think, now we can really, really know what Collins is like. You know how it is, people just are on radio and then you have a perception of them. Now he's with his wife in the studio. First of all, I really think they must have like a very beautiful relationship for this much to be possible. But now I can really judge Collins for his weight in measure. Oh, but that would certainly be your thing, so you don't want to miss it for anything. Collins Teke, and well, they say it's the Tekkers. Oh, wow. Two at the price of one, then yeah, then you shouldn't miss it for anything. Then you can ask him like husband questions and let the wife answer. Yeah, because if when you ask Collins, he polishes himself up a little bit. So ask a husband question, let the wife answer. Hopefully she's like me, where she can just throw it out there. Okay, so welcome. Now let's talk about more serious stuff, like you and the potential of you, or the possibility of you going to jail. I mean, if you were in Denmark, I don't think American prisons are fancy like that, but maybe if you were somewhere else and prison was, I don't think anywhere. Nah. Prison? Where you have restricted, restricted freedom, because you actually have a little bit of freedom. You're just restricted. You don't have as much as the relatively free man on the streets. Here you're told that you either wear face masks or you could face 6 months in jail. In line with COVID-19 health protection regulations 2021 signed last week by the president, Lagos State Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu has made it mandatory for residents to wear face masks or face 6 months in jail. I read something like this last week and I had a number of things run through my mind. One of many would be, is this too much? Is this overboard? Or is this targeted measure in order to curb and manage the growth or, say, the further spread of the coronavirus? First, I think you should know that the government has put in they've put in good effort to try to regulate, you know, the rising number or, say, the infection. With the little that they have done, or, say, the much that you can agree to, which is their impute to managing this particular pandemic, our numbers are not, they're bad. The death of one person is bad. But when we compare what we have in numbers to other African countries, or say other European countries, we're not worse off. And that certainly can be accredited to the government and how they've tried to manage this, and to you. You have absolutely no idea how the role you play is so fundamental to the life of the next man. It's fundamental to your life. We've heard about deaths. In fact, I think the last few months, the number of people that have been reported dead have been a little bit moving. I've heard like four young people die. I mean, I have no personal relationship with them. They're very impersonal to me, but they're young. And so that in itself says something about the fleeting nature of life. And then you have a pandemic and it feels like it's anybody's game. So you could be here today and something happens to you and God forbid you're not here again tomorrow. So the government is doing what they can. And you have at least tried to obey rules and follow non-clinical measures by which you are able to at least prevent this further spread of the coronavirus. But 6 months in jail is really what I want us to talk about here. Do you feel Nigerians are failing to obey? I know that some of you have this, your head bent on not agreeing with, that's the thing. So sometimes I wonder whether it's that you agree, but something inside of you would love to disagree. Sometimes I wonder whether it is that you have absolutely no belief in the fact that there is a virus. And other times I think that you just feel someone is playing a trick on you. But then this is a global trick, that would mean. Like, you really think that the whole world is playing one wild trick? Do you have just enough information to back that logic up? But this is it. Because remember, we have spoken about police brutality. We're probably still speaking about it. It's probably it's not at the forefront of the conversation today, but police brutality has been something that we've had to contend with as a nation for a very long time. Now, when you think about that and think about the fact that you could get stopped for not having your face mask on, and then the consequence of that is 6 months in prison, in a Nigerian prison, do you think that move is counterproductive, or do you think it's a necessary measure to limit the further spread of the coronavirus? Now, the Nigerian cases, let me just give you what can be, say, estimated figures. Total cases recorded, 130 plus thousand cases. Recovered, Over 100,000 people have recovered from the coronavirus. Our deaths are registered at a little over 1,500. So we're not doing badly at all. It's a moving story. And what you need to know about this is that the war is still on. So the government telling you today that you wear a face mask or you go to prison sounds like they're trying to get you to understand the importance of a face mask. So 0700-993-993-993. It also begs the conversation, isn't that too much? Is it too much? Or is that about the only way? Do Nigerians need dire measure to show them? Do they need things as stringent or as harsh as this for them to understand that this is a fight, not just a Nigerian fight, but a global fight? And yeah, I think you might have your own fair slice of conspiracy. But you also have to remember that you're not alone. You're living in a society, and the society has to work for everyone. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993 on Twitter, Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. We'll be right back. Okay, I'm going to read a message here. I have Samson here who says, "Hello, Joyce. Hi, how are you doing? To be honest with you, I feel 6 months in jail is too much of a punishment. But then again, Nigerians can be stubborn. I don't blame them. Everybody's thinking about where the next meal is going to come from. That's enough to keep a person's mind busy." Thank you very much. Welcome to your radio. How are you doing? This is Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Although you say we should not make it a topic, count down to your birthday, my sister. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, Joyce, for me, I will obey, but this trust issue, I've said it last week when you mentioned this face mask and 6 months. Nigerians, for now, can we push this trust behind us and do what these guys asked us to do?
But hold on a second. Now, when you consider 6 months as what could be consequence for not wearing a face mask, do you think that's too much of a punishment, or do you think it's a necessary measure?
For me as a person, I won't wait for you to tell me, Chris, if you don't do this, you'll go to jail for 6 months before I do what is, I will not. Okay, look at the guy in Kogi State. You listen to the governor, Yaya Bello.
Yeah.
Hello?
Go ahead.
What he said. He don't want to play that politics with them. Then how do you want people from that region to believe this 6 months or no 6 months? And with this government, everything, their own is punishment. What happened to carrot? Use carrot and stick. That is the style the other guy used, OBJ. You remember President Olusegun Obasanjo?
Okay.
Use carrot and stick. I suggest this the other day. Set up a kiosk. Maybe like Palomo roundabout. Put two government officials, they like uniforms. So one uniform, beret, and a T-shirt. Anybody with face mask, call him, "Hey, my friend, come, take 2,000. Then the next person will ask, "Why is that money for?" He say, "Because I'm putting on face mask." Joyce, I tell you,
okay,
you will not send anybody to jail. Yesterday, I was somewhere in the market. Joyce, I'm ashamed. I'm the only one or two, three or four putting on face mask. They are looking at me like, anybody I ask, 6 months, so if you don't do this, when they announce that, people don't talk. And many of them are listening to you.
Oh,
Joyce.
Some people don't even know? Okay, well.
They don't know. Most in my area, they don't know. When I tell them 6 months in jail, please, make one. They say, "Chris, when did they?" I say, "Buhari has signed it into law." They don't know. They don't listen to radio.
Okay.
So go get
Thank
your public
you.
Announcer. What do they call it? How do you call that? Town crier, right?
Okay.
Go to the market and send one or two of your fishers. Please, oh, make una the way on a face mask or you go to jail. Oh.
All right.
For that jail, oh, no. That man will say it's better for him to go to jail. It's a lie. Oh. He should not. Oh. Please, I'm begging him. I've never been there, but I know it's not an easy place to farm oneself.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Now, you could face up to 6 months in jail if you violate COVID-19 measures, preventive measures. Nobody knows whether, is there a way to check whether people have washed their hands or sanitized? But at least you have to be seen wearing your face mask. Now, okay, let me speak to you and then I want to ask you a question. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Afternoon, how are you, my sister?
Fine, thank you very much. Welcome, what's your name?
My name is Lady Arakanu, calling from Ifo.
Thank you very much for calling.
That punishment is too hard. It's too much.
Oh, what would have been ideal in your opinion?
My opinion is this: they should be enlightening people, using you as a media organization, and all them media as well. Instead of simply, people are not hungry. I'm telling you really.
People are not hungry, or people are hungry.
Some people are hungry. I'm telling you. If you want to arrest. You go to Osho, you go to other parks, you see people are not wearing face masks. You arrest tire. Even if you go to jail, you want to fill up. There's nowhere to put people again.
Yeah.
So government should come. So a bit, let the punishment a bit and keep electing people. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Hold on, I have a message here. Yomi says, Joyce, in which prisons are they going to put the people whom they arrest? 6 months in prison. We have no spaces in our prisons as it stands right now. Well, I don't know what to make of this, but honestly, 6 months in prison is too much. But worse, there is no space to put the Nigerians who are violating COVID-19 protocols. This is getting interesting. Hello, the Sunny Side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. Your Sunday. We're happy to have you.
Yeah. I work today, Joyce.
Fine. Thank you very much. We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
It's nice speaking to you. You see, the issue with our government is this. They do things to suit themselves, and they never recognize the citizens. And this is the same problem that have been battling us as Nigerians. If you order people to put on face masks, you don't enforce them to do what you ask them to do. I mean, at times I ask myself, are we really as a country or as a nation practicing democracy, which they said we are practicing? Or have they forgotten the fundamental human rights in the Constitution, in 1999 Constitution?
Okay.
So if a citizen who has his own right, you are enforcing him. Did they know what it means? Can I go and tell Buhari now that Buhari put on your face mask? Or can I talk to any senator that do this? Will they do? We have problems in the country that, as a citizen, we cry every day and night. We don't have road, we don't have power, we don't have anything.
Yeah.
In fact, look at the level of our education now. It's 7%.
Okay.
And general education now is 7%. And out of 100%, you are talking of 7%. What will be the future of that country, a country like this?
Do you think this is more a communist rule? I mean, you think it's more like a communist order? It's a totalitarian move than it is of a democratic nature?
Exactly. So it's opposite to democracy. They were just doing things to suit themselves. It's not helping us. If you are encouraging Nigerians to put on their face mask, what are the things you have been doing? Can government provide face masks free for everybody? This is what if government can release at least more than 1 billion to provide free face masks for everybody. But this government cannot assist anybody, and they are asking people to come and put on face masks. And they are bringing law that they will you go for jail in 6 months. What rubbish! Can they send their children? What of their children? Can they send their children? Each of your children now, you cannot find them in Nigeria. They are in outside country. Some are in USA. Some are in UK. Some are in so many countries. And it's only the poor people they will now enforce law upon to do what they ask them to do. It's not what they can do for the citizens, and they can't listen to the citizens. Can Nigerian government provide face mask for this for people? Can't they provide even the state governor of Lagos City? Can't they provide free face mask?
Okay.
But they cannot do these things. They can't do it.
All right.
It's unfortunate. So they can't enforce that kind of law in Nigerians, and it will not be possible.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I have Walter from Awolowo Road. That would probably be... Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome, Walter. Good afternoon. Can you hear us? I apologize. Might have lost you. 0700-993-993-993. We're Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, happy birthday in advance.
Oh, well, yeah, that's... Thanks.
I'm very happy. Your bed is on it. That's the same bed did with my younger brother.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you guys killing cow?
Is that?
Are you guys killing cow?
No, it's just birthday now.
I am joking. Welcome.
Yeah.
What do you think about concerning this measure? Yeah.
Yes, concerning this federal government passing into law 6 months in imprisonment, the prisons are filled up. You see, this is our government, these are our leaders. They don't think. There are other measures you can take to punish offenders, those who violate the law. They are community service. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
You can give them 3 months. 3 months community service is too much, like 1 month community service. Let me assume I'm caught not putting on a face mask. If you give me a community service, okay, you'll be clearing or sweeping this area for the next 4 months. I will know that on my time, I didn't budget for something like that. So my time has been gone for that month. So next time, I will make sure that I'll be putting on my face mask.
Okay.
I'm always putting on my face mask.
Okay.
Always. Medical type. I buy them. Every day I buy a new one. Every day I buy a new one.
Okay.
I'm doing it.
All right.
It's just that our government, they don't really think. They just sleep and wake up. Anything that comes to their head, they don't sit down to delegate.
All right.
Deliberate on it before bringing it out. And it's very bad. That 6 months is not good.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. We have Muyiwa here from Aja. Good afternoon and welcome, Muyiwa.
Yeah, Joy, good afternoon.
We're happy to have you.
I wanted to call you sister, but I was like, you may not be liking it on the air.
Exactly, and plus you're married. Like, what does it serve me?
I never marry you, faithful.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, I am not really bothered much about this face mask of a thing. Let me start this way. This is what I'm seeing that will happen very soon this year. And people should mark my word. Very soon, the same president will sign a law that without a proof of coronavirus passing your body, you have no access to your account. People should mark my word. We are just starting it gradually by gradually. If a president can sign it, that 6 months for imprisonment, and the Lagos State governor even approving it, this is not where they are going. People should mark my word. Very soon. People like me that say we will not collect that vaccine. We will not have access to our account. Now, the government that now signed something that we are going to prison, did they consider their BRT? Today, now, how many of my friends now that could not even enter BRT because the people are jam-packing? They said that social distancing, and where we used to enter 200 naira before, they increased it to 500 naira. We are still now touching each other. I went out to commercial bus 3 days ago. This lady that sat beside me, all her sweat, because she wear armless clothes, all her sweat was on my body. So if I cover my face and my nose and my mouth, does he now, will I cover my body also? What about the marketing places? I think government did not put this in place. I don't really know who we offend in Nigeria. You just stand up and making a law. Those that stealing our food during we are now in February. I remember lockdown started last year, March. Almost 1 year now. We are going there. I am a man that I don't like much word. But where they are going is not this race mark. They are going to a terrible agenda, and we will soon see it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. Bayo is here on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Hello, can you hear us? I doubt I can hear you. Please call back. Good afternoon. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome with you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, how's work?
Fine. Thank you very much, lady. What's your name?
EUG is speaking.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Joyce. Mm-hmm. I said, I think I told you last time that in my area, we are no more than 10 of us putting on face masks here. And within my vicinity here, we have all these politicians around. And none of their workers, their children, even themselves, is wearing these face masks. Anyway, that is not why I really called. 2 weeks ago, I traveled to Ogun State. I'm not from Ogun State, so I went there for something. And when I came back, I got back last week. I was down, seriously down. You know, from second week of March last year, I started during the COVID, I started putting on my face mask, everything. And to date, I still wear my face mask and I have my hand sanitizer always on my bag. And when I came back from Ogun State, I was down. You know, I was having runny nose, catarrh, everything, pain all over my body. Do you know what I did? I thought I have COVID. So I called the 99? Yes, I called them, the COVID number.
Okay.
I told them, I reported myself. I gave them my address, everything. I told them to come and pick me. Up to none. I didn't see any of them. So I have to treat malaria. And right now, I'm okay. So I don't understand where all of this is going or where all of this is coming from. I'm not sure. I used to believe that there is COVID, but sincerely speaking, as I'm speaking to you right now, I don't believe there is COVID.
I called them
to come and pick me. It's like I have COVID. Up to now, Joyce, hey, I did not see them. So are you telling me right now to continue putting on my face mask, sanitizing my hands? I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe. Right now, they have signed it into law that anyone they pick. I told your colleague the other day, Mr. Sheriff, you know, I sent him a message on Facebook that if they could, the only way for Nigerians to wear their face masks and follow the due process, if they see anyone with face mask, they should just, you know, come here like what my brother from the other man that called you 2 minutes ago said.
Yeah.
They should just, you know, give them something. But even the government, they that make the law, they are not obeying me. I'm in front of my gate right now. Nobody just... I wish you could just come around my vicinity.
All right.
Those these things they are doing, they are just frustrating us, my sister. They are frustrating us.
Thank you.
Making life so unbearable for us.
All right.
You know?
Thank you very much for calling, lady. I do appreciate it. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm very fine.
Thank you very much. Could you speak up for us?
Happy New Month to you.
Yeah, Happy New Month to you.
Yeah. Okay. So now, I'm talking about this 6 months imprisonment, I mean jail or whatever they call it. By now, if they are serious, what's the name? Bashir Ahmed is supposed to be in jail by now.
Oh, who? Why?
Because over the weekend, they went for a wedding in Kano. I shared it with Nigeria Info.
Okay.
Yesterday when I saw it, and then there were so many, no face masks, hugging, shaking, everything. And so if Bashir Ahmed is not going to be in jail by now, it means that law is only meant for some people. Probably maybe me and somebody else who find our house on the street.
But are you okay? So there you go. 0700-993-993-993. We're Nigeria Info. 6 months in jail. That's a possibility if you're found to be violating COVID protocol. Well, the question is, what do you say about the measure? Too much? Too extreme? Or do you think, oh, well, Nigerians have to obey something. Maybe this could help them obey. Welcome, Godwin, to Nigeria Info. How are you? Hello? Turn off your radio.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon. Joy. My name is Godwin. I'm fine.
Happy New Month to you.
I'm Joy. I said, what is the conservation? But let me ask, is this not meant for the common man in the streets? Or is it for both the politicians, the big men, and the poor also?
It's a little difficult for me to answer that question.
Yes, because why asking this question? Because When this second wave of COVID-19 started, the government pushed the common man and put everybody to come out for the national identification number. They didn't even know that there's a second wave of COVID-19. They even know what caused everything, that the case is rising up for Nigeria every day. They gather everybody together. They didn't make the center much for people to get their national type. They make the crowd so too much. Okay, now, Buhari has signed a law that everybody must wear a face mask. Okay, where he went last week, did he put on this mask? What I saw in the newspaper, this thing. He didn't even put on the nose mask he signed on law. Now he has broken the law. Okay, as a politician, if they break the law, would you also go for 6 months in prison? Or is it for the common man in the street passing by, the law and arrest you, you didn't put on the nose mask? You don't also have monitor the politician. They were traveling to abroad and bringing those things to Nigeria to affect us here. Okay, they didn't put on the nose mask, arresting what I put them in prison. This is very crazy. They are just pressing the common man in the streets. They didn't care about anything. Just making things really difficult for us, Joy.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. I have Joyce on the telephone. Her name's Joyce from Festac. Hello, can you hear me? I lost her. Hello, this is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you. I'm Jennifer. I'm calling from Ago Palace.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Okay.
You have a minute, Jennifer.
Okay. Concerning this,
6 months.
The punishment, I don't feel like the police station is already too full to get people into that place.
So there's nowhere they are putting you in prison.
I don't know. No. I offer them my nose mask. That one is not an issue.
Okay,
but I don't think that law is lenient. It's just too harsh.
It's too harsh.
It's just too harsh. Yes.
All right,
yes,
lady. Thank you very much. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Top of the hour, we bring you headlines. This is Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Don't go anywhere. Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce, and welcome to Nigeria Info. Exactly, 99.3. All our friends are here and listening to radio and can't wait to tell me what they think about the possibility of facing 6 months in prison. Yeah, 6 months in jail if you're not wearing your face mask. It would appear that a lot of people might be displeased, and some are just totally... they think this is unbelievable, a measure. Some, well, nobody has said that this is a good enough measure to at least help people easily and without strain or burden follow the rules laid down. Well, this is something that the government believes to be a way by which people can at least comply with the rules needed to be in place to mitigate the further spread of the coronavirus. On the sunny side, 0700-993-993-993. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Jay.
Turn off your radio. Thank you. Go ahead. What's your name?
It's better now, right? Hello, you have people on the line.
Okay, go ahead.
I think just like what people have been saying, and that happened, and so many police stations were burnt down. And they were saying FRC and other controlling units to enforce this very thing, right?
Okay.
So, you know why I laugh?
Why?
That's the way I never show up. I want to collect money from your hand. You know, someone said, government never give people face masks. So to say, you know, the other day I was telling you, I was contemplating the option, make I know where I made a homie. But I was just thinking also, how good is our prison? You understand?
So are you going to wear your masks now because you've been told?
I go to my sixth sense.
Okay.
So now in December, how are they making these laws? They have not really put things in place, and they're trying to set things.
Okay, thank you. At least you are one less problem to worry about. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine,
Joyce,
thank you.
Val.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Happy birthday in advance.
Well, yeah, great. Thank you.
Mine is like 8 days after yours.
Oh, beautiful then. So happy birthday to you too.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. For me, I think it's rather too harsh. I think what would have gone for me would be like community service, either a fine then community service.
A fine? How much fine?
If you say, let's say 10,000, 20,000, okay, by the time it affects one or two persons, okay, they would take correction. Or if they do community service, another, that would be a better punishment. But gathering them or arresting them and putting them into prisons and all that. Already the prisons are congested, the cells are congested,
yeah.
And you are subjecting them to further torture, and you're exposing them to even further danger. Even those who are infected can even go into the cells and infect other people in the prisons. So I think that's rather risky. They would have gone for community service and fine.
Somebody is saying like that. Sorry, someone said that you can't fine people. There is no income. What do you say about
you
that?
You know, it is another avenue for the state to generate some funds from the people. So if people flout the laws, you can place a fine. If 5,000, 10,000, and all that. By the time it happens to like 100, you know, and other people will take correction. You know, it's another avenue for them to generate money.
Okay.
Because as you see, it's real. The COVID is real. It's affecting people and all that. So at least it's for own betterment.
All right. Thank you, then. Thank you very much for calling. You're on the Sunny Side. Welcome. We're 99.3. We're Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. I think we have Charles on the telephone. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, my name is Charles.
Welcome, Charles. We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah, concerning what the government said, 6 months in jail. And I want to ask, how many of the government officials have been thrown to jail up to now? They have not thrown anybody into jail, but they want to throw just because of face masks. This government is ungrateful. All what we did for them, voted them in. Now, this is what they are using to pay us back. It's bad.
Okay, but you understand that they are trying to prevent the further spread of the coronavirus?
Okay.
And they think this is a measure that might just help, you know, mitigate the spread. So, yeah, you might frown at the measure, but what do you think? Can you risk 6 months in Nigerian prison?
But they are not sincere to us. They are not sincere to us.
Okay.
Look at what happened at the NIM. Look at other places. People are not putting up a They are not doing anything. Even then, they said they are not doing anything.
So what would have been ideal? What do you think would have been ideal? Give people face masks, give them money, tell them to stay at home. What do you think would have been proper?
They would have picked out a measure now, like what the other man said concerning that carrot measure. There's a way you lobby people into doing something, not forcing people. And you yourself are not doing it.
All right. Thank you very much. We have Frank on the telephone. Welcome to Nigeria Info, Frank.
Joy.
Yes, good afternoon.
How are you?
Fine, thank you very much.
How was the weekend?
It was beautiful, thank you.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Which day is your birthday, sir?
On the 6th of February.
Okay, that will make you how old?
40.
40?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm my big sister, sir.
Okay, you're my small brother.
Yes.
Okay, so what are you going to... Well, yeah, because I'm done with that. So what else you got?
Okay.
Yeah.
Buhari signed the to carry Nigerians inside the prison because of his masabi. This bill now, my question now is this. Who is involved in this bill now is signed. Is it only the masses?
I don't know. What do you think?
The police, are they among?
Okay.
Buhari himself, is he among? Other big officials, are they among? What do they see in our head itself, in our life? What do they see in us?
Do you think it's too much?
For this Nigeria?
Do you think it's too much of a punishment?
Yes.
What do you think would have been ideal? Because they're actually trying to mitigate the spread of the virus. So, of course,
they have to let us enjoy our freedom.
Okay.
Anybody that wants to use face masks, you use. Anybody that doesn't want it, you leave to go and find a way to protect himself.
All right.
Are you getting me?
Yeah, we're listening.
Let them not be doing this as if they are taking care of us. They are not taking care of us. They are harming us.
Okay.
I don't know how he will sign a bill that him himself will not be involved. Is it good? Let him show us an example. He's the number one. The example is supposed to come from him. At least he will show us that him himself is wearing face mask. He's not wearing it and he's enforcing us to wear face mask. Is it by force?
Well, yeah. It would. At this point, it sounds like you're now being compelled to do it.
I will not buy it, sir.
Oh, why?
Huh?
Why? Why wouldn't you buy? You want for free? You want it for free?
I don't need for free. I want my tune. When God created me, God did not ask me to wear the face mask. You get amount of breeze that is going inside my nose. So I don't want to shut that breeze that is going in here and coming out. So I have to live as a freedom man.
Okay.
So I will not shut the breeze that is going inside my body.
Okay.
Because me, I get away.
Yeah, but
I don't go shut my breeze now because of okay. They don't go care.
Thank you for calling. I mean, what else do you say to that? Ezekiel is on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Joyce, good afternoon.
Welcome.
It's almost 4 minutes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
4 minutes before my call was transferred to you. Anyway, no problem. Joyce, let me say this to you. When you think your neighbor is a fool, you eventually become a big fool at the end of the day.
I don't understand the parable.
Okay, very good. You remember during the first wave of COVID-19?
Uh-huh.
You know, the first set of people that violated the rules were government officials.
Okay.
When they went for Abba Kyari's burial.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. You see, vengeance is as powerful as the blood of humans.
Oh, but come on now, like, well, maybe then they didn't have an idea as to the severity of the virus. Now they have
George,
an idea.
What I'm not pleased with some of you journalists, is you standing in the gap for the government.
I like it. I haven't stopped you from throwing your stones at them. I'm just really trying to have a conversation here.
No, just remain yourself. You push, you not speak again.
I'm not a puppet. My friend, I'm not a puppet. I can say what I want to say. You can counter it, you can disagree with it, but you're not going to tell me what to say. You don't have that power. You don't have that luxury. You don't have that.
Okay. You mean you can support the government at will?
If I choose to.
You choose to?
Yeah.
Okay, but
you cannot regulate my liberty.
That is not portraying you in good light.
It doesn't matter what you think. That's why you have the right to say, well, I don't agree because this and that and that. But what's not yours to give is to tell me what I can or cannot say. You don't do that.
Okay, that aside, you see, let me tell you, Joyce. Government think they can distract us from what happened on October 20th. But I can tell you that nobody under the sun can have that be in the trash can and succeed. It's very much on our mind, and we are on it.
Are you
let
gonna
them make any law that please them.
So let's talk about the law. Do you have enough presence of mind to speak about that?
You see, they don't need to make any law. And if they make it, they make it for themselves.
Are you willing to go to prison? Are you willing to risk that? 6 months?
Who is going to arrest me?
Oh. You don't feel you can be arrested?
I'm asking you now, Joyce. I'm asking you. Who is going to arrest me?
You can't be asking me. You've been Nigerian enough to know who arrests people for violating rules and regulations.
Don't you know that even government themselves, there are some people that are not arrested in Nigeria. This Nigeria, even federal government itself.
So you are one of those people?
That's what I'm asking you. Who wants to arrest me?
Nice. Well, we're happy you are above the law. It's just that the conversation would have done better if you...
When people that are supposed to be custodians of the law are warned behind the breaking down of it.
So, you're,
what do you make of that?
You're saying that you will not wear the mask.
I do wear it, but it's not because of their own stuff or their own rule or regulation.
Oh, beautiful then. I mean, we didn't even have to come this far. So that's
but
a good
I'm
one.
Saying if I don't put it on, who is going to arrest? That's what I'm saying, who?
Okay,
is
well,
the police that are going to hide in?
Well, let's see. I'm just really trying to have a conversation here. Hopefully the laws are implemented. And when they get implemented, I'll be here for that part of your reality. 14 minutes past 1 p.m. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, John.
Turn off your radio.
Okay, that's done. Yeah, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I still want to talk about this. Basically, what I just see in all those things is that eventually we are still going to go on and on and on and on discussing this thing and there will still be solutions. The governments who are actually propagating this are not actually going ahead with fulfilling that part.
Do you wear your mask personally?
Yes, I do wear my mask. But even the policeman who wants to arrest me, you will discover that they are not even fully wearing the mask. They are half wearing the mask, talking to you. And even if you yourself, you're wearing your mask,
people are going about those things every day. You're wearing your mask. People who are you sitting with in the bus, people who you are talking to, they're not wearing their mask. So eventually, sometimes, if I am wearing my mask for an instant, like someone just called and just said that even Garba Show had an occasion, allegedly actually, and he's not wearing his mask. Mm-hmm. For the people who are high up there, how are they going to do that? Because we see these things every day.
Do you suppose that wearing the mask doesn't even prevent you contracting the virus?
Exactly.
You think so?
Yeah, it's just a prevention, yes. Because at least, imagine, this morning I heard also that the new variant, had been discovered in Osun State.
Yeah.
And I heard also from a research that in America that they're even encouraging to be using double face masks. So basically, we are not protected from this thing, but at least let's still try and just still protect ourselves. My own point is that if we now want to go about sending people to jail because of these things, I don't think it's right. Let them set their home in order first before they can come out.
All right.
And if actually they want to go ahead with it, I think community service will still be the best.
All right.
Just give them 1 week community service. Let them work themselves out. I think everybody will learn from that.
Thank you very much. Someone says, Joyce, I don't feel the government is fair and they lack understanding. This is not going to work. All right. Babatunde is here who says, it's counterproductive. The prisons are overcrowded already. There are other ways that can encourage people to abide by the protocols. Even the government officials violate the protocols themselves. The law might not be effective. All right. Who's here? Adishino is here who says 6 months is insensitive. The Nigerian government. Okay. Sorry. 6 months is insensitively okay. This is confusing. But I think you disagree. How many years have they sentenced those politicians who hoarded palliatives recently? Let's speak to Mohammed. Thank you very much, Adishina. Good afternoon to you. Hello? So we cannot hear you. Hopefully you can make it back. This is Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
It is Rita from Facebook.
Thank you very much, Rita. Go ahead.
Joyce, I can't cease to love you as I'm listening to many people that have been commenting. Like one of your two callers said that he will not even wear it. But I think, why would our president even sign such a bill, such thing into law 6 months, when among the whole measures he has never made anyone available to his citizens? The face mask itself is a cost, irrespective of sanitizer. None of these measures that a common, let me say, can easily get in the market. And this nose mask ought to be changed often. So why is he imposing as if he made those things available to the citizen and they refuse to wear it?
Do you suppose that because the government didn't make it available, it might be more difficult for people to abide by the rule?
Why then is he our president? Even on our own, if you try to do what is he now doing? Even when the vaccine finally comes, they will still be greedy to share it to the masses. They will still share it within themselves.
So what do you think about the idea of going to jail for 6 months? Do you think it's too much? Do you think it's fair measure? What do you say?
I think before he could have come up with such a decision, he could have made sure that maybe sanitizer or face mask
are distributed to Nigeria.
Yeah, or even the market or all this are being fumigated or, you know, everything is being shared at least.
Okay. So what do you say about the measure?
They are busy fumigating the White House, fumigating the assembly, all for their own good. How fast have we ever had that they come to the street, they come to the car park or this commercial district to fumigate or to do anything or even share? Come to the park and see how all these commercial drivers are parking people like fish.
Okay.
Because the petroleum is at high. So if you say someone should, you know, maintain a 2-meter distance,
How much is it? Who will afford two people when they are carrying only two people and one is paying 500 each? And we confirm it, they will tell you, well, it's 500, well, it's 2 something.
All right. So what do you say about the measure? You think it's too much? You think it's counterproductive?
It's too much. You shouldn't have come up with this at this point of time. Could have allowed people to at least rest. Or when he has finally made all this, the carnival or whatever, at least easy for people.
All right. Okay.
Now we are still struggling with internet, with all the whole trend. He's still coming up with this one again. How, Buhari? What have we done? Bye-bye.
Thank you. Samson is here for Mikoyi. Good afternoon to you. We're happy to have you. Hello. Sorry, I cannot hear you. Hopefully you can call back. Ayodele is here, who says, Joyce, the government should start constructing more prisons because most Nigerians are already walking corpses. As far as I'm concerned, 6 months is not even a threat. As the saying goes, he who's already down, fear no fall. Okay. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name? Sharp? That's Sharp.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
I said, my name is Shapra. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, the 6 month jail.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very okay.
You think it's very perfect?
Well. Yes, it's very perfect. And I think anybody that has read the law should face the consequences of it. Because the way I'm seeing Nigerians, sometimes I listen to radio and laugh a lot. What kind of education are we having here in Nigeria?
Okay.
I ask myself that kind of question. Who is deceiving us? Who is dividing us? I ask myself so many questions about being a Nigerian and having fellow citizens that are not satisfied with anything.
Uh-huh.
It's quite a very big shame.
Okay, okay.
Someone is denying that I will not wear the face myself.
But somebody said that, well, a number of people have said that the government haven't done what they're supposed to do. What do you say about that? You think the government has done enough, yeah? Or you think they haven't done what they're supposed... Well, you support the government's rule already.
What would the government do more than that? More than asking you, how much would you buy... I think, how much would you buy a face mask and wear? How much would it cost you?
Okay. So you feel Nigerians are just choosing to be deliberately stubborn?
That's not being stubborn.
All right. Thank you.
Protect. It's your life. Protect it.
Okay.
It's not government that will come and force you to talk. So if you don't want to... I don't mean it's not something that we transmit to other people. I don't care. If you don't wear it, I don't care. But what if you don't wear it and you have it and it got transferred to other people?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Simon is here from Ikoyi. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Simon, calling from Ikoyi.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I just want to make a few comments about the way the Nigerian government is doing things.
Yeah.
Firstly,
go ahead.
I want to say that they are not really trying. They are not transparent in all they are doing, basically, because when we had the first phase of COVID-19 lockdown, they deceived the people. People stayed at home, they had nothing to eat. Before we knew it, people started breaking shops and taking up people's things and all of that. So now, when people now, like, they were kind of free, they realized that there's no need to trust the government anymore. So they had to do whatever they want, not necessarily rely on the government anymore. I understand that it's necessary to wear the face mask, but the truth is not everyone can afford the nose mask, because right now on the street of Lagos, even in Nigeria as a whole, the nose mask itself is expensive. So the economy is bad. The masses, not all the masses can actually afford it. So what the government should have done in the first place is to make this nose mask available for every individual to be able to, you know, wear this face mask. Some are willing to wear it, but they don't have it.
Yeah, so Piniel is suggesting that nose masks are just 100 naira, so it's something people might, or at least they're expected to be able to afford that.
Yeah, I understand. It's small, right? As in amount, as you may say. But
you don't need
coming
one.
Down to
you
the grassroots,
like
I don't think everyone can still afford the 100 naira to get it.
I don't know if you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah.
So what I expect every Nigerian to do is they so is they, because there's no love in Nigeria, even though they this loss is as low as 100 naira. There's nobody volunteering to do this community service like by sharing these nose masks.
And oh wow!
I'm not really even putting it on every Nigerian to do that, but I'm saying the government themselves should make this thing available, you know, at a cheaper rate, like you said.
Because
at some point I was going to get a nose mask in a particular place, it was only 500 naira. And I looked at it, if I buy one 500.
How many for 500?
A single one like that. Like I'm serious. A single one 500.
Exploitation.
That's exploitation. I don't understand.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So if the government gives you free mask, you're going to wear it and you follow the rules?
I will follow the rules because it's for my own good. All that's right. One.
Okay.
And two, they themselves should also follow the rules as well. I think there should be no, they should not be above the law, because we are looking at them. People are looking at them.
All
if they violate the law, if they violate the people will not want to follow them. So even though the thing is for our own good, so my own is let them play their own part, and the people will follow them.
All right. Thank you very much. We're off on a break. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Thank you very much. We're off on a break. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
The internet is an extremely useful tool that has made life beautiful and learning easy. But it also presents serious dangers, especially for children like me. Now let's talk about how to stay safe online.
That's right. On Tuesday, 9th of February 2021, CyberSafe Foundation will host a special virtual gathering of children, teenagers, and parents titled Family Safety in Our Digital World. This event, in honor of Safer Internet Day, will have three sessions, one designed for young children aged 5 to 12, and will hold 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., for teenagers, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and for parents, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. The virtual event will be interactive and live streamed on YouTube, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Come, let's have fun and learn how to use the internet safely in today's digital world. Visit www.cybersafefoundation.org or click the link below to sign up.
Introducing the new Hollandia Slim Evaporated Milk. Hollandia Slim Evaporated Milk has all the nourishment of milk with 50% less fat. It is evaporated milk that contains high calcium, 7 B vitamins, vitamin D3, phosphorus, and magnesium. It comes in 3 pack sizes, and the 60 gram pack is 50 naira only.
Hollandia Slim Evaporated Milk. All the nourishment of milk, 50% less fat.
You get to win money. You get to win 10,000 naira cash on the Just a Minute game show. Call in to any of our shows, The Morning Crossfire, What's Up Lagos, The Sunny Side, and Hard Facts. Answer as many questions as possible in 60 seconds, and you stand a chance to win 10,000 naira. Winner will be announced on Hard Facts, Just a Minute, the game show for everyone, right here on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Powered by Creditville.
We're back
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. A number of people seem displeased with, in fact, somebody here, Maxwell, actually says this is a threat. And in his words, he says it's an unnecessary measure to prevent the spread. If the government doesn't want the spread of the virus, they know what to, I think that's an error there. But you say certainly not the jail threat. All right. Someone says to me, hey, Joyce, the government fails by their own standard. I don't see what they expect Nigerians to do when they failed at palliatives. Nobody believes them or takes them seriously. I honestly feel that quite a number of Nigerians have not forgiven, you know, the Nigerian government with that palliative showdown that went that happened last year. But then again, the essence of the nose mask, I don't know the point of the jail, but the essence of the nose mask is to prevent the further spread of the virus. Now, the reason why I tell you to sometimes get off mainstream news is because you might find something that is or isn't mainstream. For example, 2 weeks ago, I saw a medical report that spoke about the extent to which wearing a face mask can or cannot prevent a virus. Now, you see, that is a different subject all by itself. Now, regardless of whether you want to believe that medical report or not, if you're living within a society, there is something expected of you. So many times you do it not necessarily because you believe it, you do it because you're in a society. And that's the measure needed to at least prevent yourself from contracting the virus or prevent someone else. But then a caller called in and said that he was in a bus. The bus was so crammed up and the woman next to him was sweating so bad and all that body sweat was on him. And then you think about that, given the density of Lagos, that certainly is not just an isolated case. If you are in different parts, Lagos is tight. So given that, there's hardly the opportunity for people to social distance. So it would appear that that is not even the conversation anymore. What you're now required to do is wear a face mask. Now, the government feels that people are failing at that, and 6 months in jail is one way they think they can get you to obey the rule. Someone's saying to me, Joyce, the government cannot arrest all of us. How many people can they arrest? 0700-993-993-993. My name is Joyce. We'll have a few more minutes to work on this, and then we go to some other social concern on Nigeria Info. Welcome, my name is Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Ikea.
Thank you very much for calling.
Calling from Ogun State.
Thank you very much.
I like your program. I've been listening.
Thank you.
I don't like the law from the federal government.
Okay.
Because I don't think the government have done anything good for the citizens.
Don't you think them telling you to wear a face mask is a type of good?
It's not good from the government itself, because they too, those people in the top, none of them wear the face mask.
They wear, the Lagos State governor wears his face mask, at least.
Don't forget about Lagos.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, do you have like selective vision? I think, well, I don't mean to undermine your position, but it looks as though, or at least it sounds as though, some Nigerians to kind of give life to their argument. They kind of say the government doesn't do it. And I'm not saying that that is false. But, you know, so we've seen government officials who wear face masks. It's even possible that they're probably just wearing it for the cameras. I mean, that's a possibility. But at least there are government officials who wear the face mask. But then when you think about it on a personal level, don't you think it serves you in some way? I mean, that's really the whole essence of this conversation. On the sunny side, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Your name's Gloria. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome, what's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome.
My name is Samson. I'm calling from Lagos Island.
We're happy to have you.
Yeah, Joyce, to my own understanding, this issue of wear your face mask, don't wear your face mask, what I understand is, on the part of the government, they are not doing enough to sensitize people. So many people don't believe that the COVID-19 exists. So thereby, they go on their normal businesses without minding if the other people will spread the virus to them or they're going to contact the virus through anything. So this morning, I was in the market, Lagos Island Market here. You will see almost everybody, nobody is wearing the face mask.
Oh.
So when you go to some places, people will be looking at you with your face mask as if it's one ghost. You know, sometimes some people won't even ask you questions, and they will even be laughing at you.
Oh.
So what I think the government should do is maybe go around the market, make sure that every shop, every business owner has a sanitizer, wear his face mask, and they should ensure that every business owner has somebody who is standing at the entrance telling people to put on their face mask, even when people...
I lost you. Well, thank you very much. You kind of gave us an idea. Gloria is here on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Turn off your radio. You have to turn off your radio.
Okay.
Have you done that?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
I've done that.
Okay.
I'm not so too happy about the whole thing, you know, because I'm an elderly woman.
Yeah.
And wearing the face mask is not the problem right now. Because you see, this NIN, since last year, we've been going for it. And also, as I'm talking to you, up till now, nothing is being done. When you go there, they will tell you their system is not as bad. Their system is this, come today, come tomorrow, come today, come tomorrow, exposing us to the so-called coronavirus that they are talking about. When you go get there,
yeah,
only few people are wearing their face masks. Some, like last week, I think people were even fighting, struggling, trying to even fight the people that are concerned because they are tired. And now they are coming up with this, if you don't wear your face mask, and this is, in fact, as I'm talking to you, I don't really know what to do. I'm just so tired and so frustrated. I'm even coming from there now. And they are telling us machines are not working. And I just even don't know what to do again as an elderly person in Nigeria. We are not even supposed to expose ourselves.
Very true. You're not, so actually.
Yes, if they can postpone this something for the meantime, at least let us solve one problem first before another.
Yeah.
Then we can't be talking of NIN, we are talking of face mask, we are talking of, we are just tired. I'm not saying that the face mask, this is, it's okay because it's for our own good. But if the government can still see with us, especially we elderly people in the district, for our own sake, to postpone this NIN stuff, because most of them are complaining their machine is not good, their machine is not, the system is good, it's not good today. This, so, and I've not even seen anybody that has been successful.
What area are you calling from? So what, all these complaints are coming from what area?
I'm calling from Botedu.
Okay.
That's a local government that is opposite the market.
Okay.
It has never, we are just wasting our time going there every day to tell us machines are not good. I even, because of that, went to Ikotu, where they say we have to visit our mobile, this thing. I'm using MTN. I went there today. They are telling us there that they have not informed them to start. So what is all this? Eh? I'm so frustrated.
I totally understand, and it's really sensible that you are actually frustrated. It's really reasonable that you are.
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
If government can help us, let them just postpone this NIN for now, so that we deal with this coronavirus for the meantime. Better.
Okay.
It's better. That's my own suggestion.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Well, I just have been tagged to a video here. It's a video showing, she says, this is NIMC Registration Center in Sango, Ogun State. And it's really just a video with nobody wearing them. Have you seen anybody with a mask? A few people, but then the crowd... The crowd. So registering for this, like the last caller just said, registering for the NIN number appears to be putting people at a certain type of, exposing them to risks. And it would appear that people are really trying to obey too many rules at the same time. One, like wear your face mask. Two, register for NIN. And I do understand the complexity and how that just puts you in a bottleneck. And then, of course, there is people saying stuff like, the government should give out free face masks. Someone is saying use a carrot method and give people palliatives and show them that you really care. On Nigeria Info. Yeah. At least you have the privilege to talk about it. Boniface is here. Good afternoon to you and welcome to Nigeria Info. Can you hear us? Hello? Can I quickly read this message? Caleb is here, who says it's dictatorial, baseless, hypocritical, and uncalled for. A fine or community service is wiser. When you make a law and break the same law, it makes you more stupid than you looked initially. Thank you, Caleb. This is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome. Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon. Please
turn off your radio.
I want to ask a question. Is there any country in the world that wear nose mask and nobody dies for coronavirus? Please, just help us.
Turn off your radio.
Okay, let me close. Let me off the radio completely.
Yes, you're supposed to do that.
Is there any country in the world that wear nose mask? No single person died because of nose mask. Please.
So scientifically, that would be a no.
There is no country. But I want to tell you that this coronavirus is imported sickness.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, that's not necessarily that's not a conversation. It doesn't matter where it came from. But
no,
then,
I'm talking of this coronavirus that bring us to put on nose mask.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I'm talking. Why? We're supposed to deal with the roots. Because people brought it to Nigeria.
So you want
to
give it back? You want to give it back? Really?
Yes, somebody brought it. Those who are maybe 500,000 to travel have brought it. But now innocent citizens are dying. You say we should put them for prison for 6 months. And you never tell all the country that nose mask cure or stop. Or
so,
nobody
so
died.
The nose mask is not a cure.
Corona.
The nose mask is not a cure. It's believed that it prevents the spread. That's the belief.
Those who want to tell me those that die, they never wear those nose masks. That's the reason they die. They never protect. Like the very most prominent man that next to president that died. Can that man not have money to buy nose masks?
So,
please, listen.
Well, I mean, I think you're asking very necessary questions.
It's not a sweet question. A prominent man to die. So he never have money to buy nose mask to cover himself.
So evidently he had contracted the virus before, you know, this necessity to wear nose mask
came
about.
And where the virus come from? Where the virus come from? You see, know that Interplan brought it.
No.
To kill innocent Nigeria that will not eat.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm really trying to help you here. The coronavirus is a mutating virus. Meaning,
it's not fly from the air to Nigeria. Somebody brought it. I can tell you the story when it started.
Yeah, but now it's spreading.
Liberia, brought the Ebola to Nigeria.
It's spreading. They
brought Ebola to Nigeria.
So your argument doesn't take us forward. Your argument is going nowhere. You're repeating.
It goes somewhere.
Okay.
We don't deal with those that brought it. But want
so
to
what do you want to do? Hold on a second now. What would you like to do to the people who brought in the virus? Kill them?
Okay, now, why do we allow the thing to enter Nigeria?
I mean, how do you necessarily prevent a virus? It's a virus, for heaven's sake.
If we prevent it not to enter Nigeria, it's better than for us.
Okay, so now that the virus... But the virus has... The virus has entered the country. What do you want to do now?
True human being.
You're not... Your conversation is not progressive.
For now, the innocent people that are going to market to sell pure water to die because they know... You should go to prison 6 months.
Okay, hold on a second. What do you want? What do you want? How can you help yourself?
That's good. You know, come. Because people have been putting those masks, they die. They wash in sanitizer, they die. And there's no way. The only thing we should say is that, you see that knockdown, that we should remain in the house.
Yeah.
Was the best way.
Okay.
But government, you know, wait. But government did not do it very well.
Okay.
They hold all the food for their family and tell the poor people for how to remain and die, which is another way like Boko Haram to kill people.
Uh-oh.
So the best thing is knock down.
Okay.
Government will come to you and put maybe one cup of gas, tell you manage, give you all the necessary sanitizer and nose mask.
And then tell you to stay at home.
Even a bomber will not. Nobody will go and contact. Nobody will even associate with anybody.
That is a good idea. That is a good idea.
If the thing quench completely, then they can release people to go.
Good idea.
But now they find place and hold the thing in the house to kill their family. That is where people saw and tell the woman take this.
Okay.
We don't want the truth, but we want to kill innocent people. If they don't get money to buy pure water, but they have money to buy nose mask. If they don't have, they lock them up for 6 months. God will judge them. Thank you.
All right. Sure. Honestly, off on a break. The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. Can I speak to Jerry? He's been waiting for a minute. Hello, Jerry. Jerry will be my final caller. Hello, Jerry. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Thank you
first
very
time
much.
Caller. I've been trying this new number for a couple of years now.
Wow. We're happy to have you, Jerry.
Do you know what I would tell the federal government? I want them to start arresting people. Maybe they have to build another nation for prisoners.
They have to build another nation for prisoners?
For prisoners, because they are not wearing the mask. When you go to my trade market, they don't wear masks. How many people do you want? The government does not know what they are doing, though.
Oh,
they don't
really?
Know. Yes. You want to enforce somebody to wear masks. You said 6 months. Okay, start arresting. If they don't arrest, that means they are not federal government.
Oh, hold on a second. Are you in support of the arrest, or are you just being cynical? Are you being sarcastic?
No. I want them to start arresting people for not wearing those masks.
Okay, good. So you're in support of that?
I'm not in...
Come on now. You're saying... You're confusing me.
They start arresting people. That is what I'm saying. Because when you go out... Joyce, do you go out every day if you are going to the office?
Yeah.
Do you see people wearing those masks?
I see some people wear. Some people are not wearing.
Okay. How many people do you want to arrest?
So wait, what did you just do here? Final caller on the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Hi, Armin Anonymous, Joy.
Okay.
This afternoon. I think, Joy, when we talk of coronavirus, face masks and all this, I think we shouldn't deceive ourselves. If the government is capable to take care of the people during the coronavirus lockdown, they were unable to take care of the citizens of this country. And then people did not believe there is coronavirus again, because the food meant for people who you lock down for 3 good months or let me say 4 months or 5 months or thereabouts, you cannot take good care of them. Now you're talking of face masks. What about face masks?
Yeah, a face mask to prevent the spread of the virus, or you go to jail for 6 months.
Can face mask prevent the spread of the virus, for God's sake?
So there are two angles to look at that, politically and scientifically.
Joyce, I tell you for free, I believe there is coronavirus.
Beautiful.
But I believe there is coronavirus, but the government never help matters for the people to believe there is a coronavirus.
So
that is the problem.
What can the government do to help make you believe, help you believe, help your faith?
Joyce, from the beginning, we were locked down. We were locked down. Some of us lives on daily incomes.
Do you grudge the government for not giving you palliatives?
I blame the government for not giving me palliatives. I blame the government because I know few people die during the coronavirus lockdown. But God help some of us.
You live to die another day.
I live to die another day. That is the word, Joyce. You see, now, they shouldn't disturb people wearing face masks or not wearing face masks. But I just encourage people to wear face masks just right. for the sake not to be harassed.
Oh, beautiful. I mean,
for the sake not to be harassed. For me, if anybody comes closer to me, talk about face masks, if you know where face mask I'm getting, I'm going to slap the person.
I mean, you're not going to be violent towards an officer of the law.
I'm going to be violent. Maybe if I make mistake, I didn't wear it. I do wear it every day. But if maybe mistakenly I didn't wear, somebody comes to me, want to harass me, I'm going to fight the person.
Why?
I'm going to fight the person violently because I know the government is not doing what it's supposed to do and enforcing laws that are not supposed to be in the land, unnecessary laws.
All right.
I'm going to fight the person and we are going to go to court and I will tell the government.
Imagine what you're saying. Like,
I'm going to tell the government incompetent that he is.
Okay.
And he cannot afford what he's supposed to afford for the citizens of this country. And he bringing, look at what the last two callers said. The woman, an elderly woman, going to spend time. What are they doing with their money that the machines that are supposed to be made for the NIS, they cannot fix them? What is it? What is that? And you coming up with face masks?
All right.
Yeah? I think we need to be violent in this country for the government.
You don't have to be violent. I mean, nobody wins when the family feuds.
For the government to sit up, and come on, they cannot do it. You go for a driving license. You spend so many time. They'll tell you the machine is not good. This and that. What are they doing with our money? Spending our money unnecessarily.
All right. Okay.
We need to fix all these things.
But not violently. I don't think we can do it violently. Thank you. Someone is saying, I'm still saying this. Please read this out. What's the essence of the face mask without hand gloves, which is easier to contract the virus through the hands or... Which is easier to contract the virus through the hands or the face? I want to know. You're asking scientific questions. Yeah. So let me put this out there. You're asking scientific questions. But I want to say to you that there's a little bit more beyond science involved in the coronavirus pandemic. There's a scientific angle to it. There's a political angle to it. So you have to be able to separate one from the other. And you don't even have to look far to see this everywhere on the news. And you read medical reports or researches or say peer-reviewed documentation of the progression or the nature of the progressive states of the coronavirus. And there are two facets to this. So scientifically, if you say the hand or the face, which means, how is it easier for a person to contract a virus, would say the hands. You see it? So you're asking very intelligent questions. So I think I'm going to suggest to you that you do all the necessary... What? Gloves? Oh, absolutely. Oh, I wanted to wear gloves myself at some point because I couldn't keep on sanitizing. And actually, I prefer washing my hands to actually, you know, hand sanitizers. But I do appreciate, you know, the presence of mind and the judgment that many of you have exercised on radio today. You're asking necessary questions. And you're asking scientific questions. So when you look at the coronavirus situation, you can tell that there's a scientific face and then there is something else. All right, I'm just really I'm making all your options available to you. But then there has to be a common ground. The fact that you're a part of society, you're part of a functioning society, and there's something required of you to be a member of a sane society. And at this moment in human history, you're required to wear a face mask. Now, how much of that is scientific? Well, it's left for you to choose to want to find that out. But for society to be managed and the situation not implode or explode, wear a face mask, wash your hands. It doesn't really cost you so much, except maybe, the people who would actually cost something. People who want to buy food or people who need food and now are being told to wear a face mask. And then the option is buy food or face mask. And that's really what we're talking about. Let's speak to John. Can he hear me? Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
You're welcome, Joyce. You're owing me.
Am I?
Yes.
What do I owe you?
I called before. You kept me waiting after 4 minutes.
Sorry,
you called me.
I apologize. I apologize. But you have 1 minute, and I know you have too much to say. So run.
I don't really have, sir, but just what I want to say. It's a kind of information.
Sure.
You have to check it too. If you recall that during the first coronavirus, the first time it was discovered, that we are not having the number of cases we are having now.
Mm-hmm.
But in a situation that there are influx of probably affected face masks, after that, the number keep rising. So I want to advise my fellow people that want to wear the nose mask that they should go on local made, not the one that is imported.
Okay, like the reusable one where you can wash and wear again.
Yes, good not advice. That imported one.
Yeah.
Because I am sensing that imported have been affected.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have to go. I have to go off on a break. I sincerely do apologize. The Sunny Side. We'll be right back.